AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A judge has ruled on warrantless immigration arrests in Oregon. AP correspondent Mike Kempin has more.
A U.S. district judge rules ICE agents can't make warrantless arrests in Oregon unless there's a risk of escape. The ruling is in response to a lawsuit filed by a nonprofit law firm representing a man who was detained by immigration officers without a warrant, despite having a valid work permit. The judge issued a preliminary injunction in a proposed class action lawsuit targeting the Department of Homeland Security's arrest of immigrants during enforcement operations. Courts in Colorado and Washington, D.C. have issued similar rulings, and the government has appealed them. I'm Mike Kempin.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the fatal crash of a rescue helicopter in Arizona.
Authorities say an Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter responding to an active shooter situation crashed Wednesday night, killing the pilot and the trooper paramedic on board. The Ranger helicopter was on its way to assist officers from the Flagstaff Police Department and other agencies. The department will now be working with the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate the cause of the crash. The suspected active shooter sustained non-fatal gunshot wounds and was taken into custody.
Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Milan with his family today, telling U.S. athletes competing in the Milan Cortina Winter Games that the competition, quote, is one of the few things that unites the entire country. It's the first stop for Vance on a trip combining diplomacy and sports. He's leading President Trump's delegation to the 2026 Winter Olympics and later stopping in Armenia and Azerbaijan in a show of support for a peace agreement brokered by the White House last year. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Jalen Brunson had 42 points to help overcome 69 from Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray in the Knicks' 134-127 double overtime win against the Nuggets.
There's no better team to test our mettle against than the Denver Nuggets.
The Spurs won for the fourth time in five meetings against the Thunder, 116-106. OKC star and reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will be sidelined through the All-Star break with an abdominal strain. The Mavericks traded 10-time All-Star Anthony Davis to the Wizards. NHL, the LA Kings acquired Artemi Panarin in a trade with the Rangers. Injured Penguins defenseman Caleb Jones was suspended 20 games for violating the league's PED policy. MLB, the Tigers, and All-Star pitcher Framber Valdez agreed to a three-year, $115 million deal, and former World Series MVP Mickey Lolich died at age 85. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.